This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And you know what? Walmart's had a little bit of luck in the markets today. Just as shareholders were gathered down in Arkansas for the company's annual meeting, shares hit an all-time high up in New York. CEO Mike Duke said the retailer's business is strong and growing. But outside headquarters in Arkansas and at stores across the country, a protest against the world's biggest retailer is growing, too. A small but unprecedented strike by Walmart employees, non-unionized employees, we should say, is spreading. Sally Herships has that story.
The very first thing I wondered when I talked to protester Linda Haluska was whether she was scared of losing her job.
No. I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about that at all.
Haluska works 40 hours a week, stocking shelves at a Walmart in Glenwood, Illinois. But she's traveled all the way to Bentonville, Arkansas, to protest Walmart's labor practices.
If they feel that they have to fire me because then really that's the reason why then I need to be out here.
Haluska is part of a protest sponsored by the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. The union says there were 200 protesters in Bentonville and more who took part in actions around the country. That's a tiny sliver of Walmart's 1.4 million employees in the U.S. Haluska says for her, pay is one of the big issues. She says the average wage for full-time workers is about $12.50 an hour, but it took her 7 years to earn even that much. Haluska also complained about Walmart cutting workers' hours.
How many hours do they have you working now?
I barely get like 25 hours a week.
Tyrone Robinson is also from the Chicago area. A few months after he took a full-time job with Walmart, the Supercenter began laying off employees and hiring temps. Robinson's hours got cut, and he couldn't afford his apartment. I asked him if he was on strike and if he was worried about losing his job.
Yes, I'm off today, but I'm not worried about it because I just can't be silent no more.
I asked Walmart for a reaction to the protesters' complaints. A spokesman said pay and benefits at Walmart typically exceed that of competitors. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.